It's Saturday, April 13th. Good morning. I'm Will Konkin with your daily kickstart from Barrie 360. Reminder, no Barrie Line GO train or bus service into or out of Union Station this weekend because of signal construction. GO trains will run between Allendale Waterfront GO and Rutherford GO on a reduced schedule. Train replacement buses will provide service between Highway 407 Bus Terminal, Aurora GO and Rutherford Stations. More info at Barrie360.com. Police in Sydney, Australia, say a man stabbed six people to death at a shopping center and injured several others before he was fatally shot by police. The attack happened in the city's eastern suburbs. Officials say it ended when an arriving police inspector shot the suspect after he turned and raised a knife at her. Some Toronto residents are considering bold action as the city confronts an auto theft crisis. One victim has been wondering if automakers can be sued for making cars that she argues are too easy to steal. OPP have described the province's current rate of car thefts as unprecedented, fueled in part by demand for luxury vehicles in foreign markets. Barrie Colts selected forward Parker Vaughn with the fifth pick in the OHL priority selection. Played for the Elgin Middlesex Canucks, was recently named Alliance U16 AAA Player of the Year, led the league with 49 points in 30 games. Alliston lost to Hanover in Game 1 of the Junior C Conference Finals. Winnipeg's Jennifer Jones dropped a 7-6 decision to Sweden in the final game of her women's team career. Blue Jays were routed 12-4 by the Rockies. Kevin Gausman coughed up 6 runs on 10 hits over 3 2/3 innings. Raptors fell to the Heat 125-103. At the Masters, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Max Homa are tied for the lead. Tiger Woods sits 7 shots back after making the cut for a record 24th time. Periods of snow or rain ending this morning, then clearing, wind gusting to 70, high 8. That's your kickstart for Saturday, April 13th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day.